Internet! Do you have a fellow nerd that needs some PS4 or video game things? We have on sale a PS4 bundle until December 28th for a cool $249. In-store only, so come in and get it.
What's in the bundle, Audrey?
A PS4, a controller, and three games.
Holy shitballs!
Shitballs. It's the perfect holiday gift. Come get it.
Get those nerds!
Nerd!
Nerd!
Welcome to the Darkside Podcast, recorded live at Darkside Records in Poughkeepsie. I hope you like random babbling from two idiots who only programmed me to say this sentence and to feel pain. Why would they do this? Are you their god? It's me, Margaret. All I wanted was to feel love. Let's start the show.
I mean, I'd say there could be spoilers, but I mean, I haven't seen shit this year.
Well, that's it's going to be an awkward year-end recap.
True. It could be. I mean, I saw some things. There were some things periodically that I saw.
We'll do the 5-second version. Hey, did you watch that?
Nope.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you in 2020.
Alberto, SJB.
That's
we're
it.
Out.
We're out. I like this plan. I like we should do pocket podcasts. Oh, that's my brand name right there. Yeah, little shorties.
Pocket
podcasts. We can sell that. Patent pending.
Okay.
Trademark pending.
Just
everybody.
Hold on to that. Hold that. Keep that under your hat.
Keep that little
You're
nug.
You're talking to the staff like out there, and they don't give a fuck about you right now.
No, I'm giving it to the listeners, assuming that we keep any of this in the podcast.
It's tough.
It's Mike Burge. That's who I'm really saying it to. It's Mike Burge.
Mike Burge. I think I have to talk about something Disney Plus related
honor
of Mike Burge.
Okay. Well, then let's do the thing. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dork Side Podcast. This, of course, is an offshoot of the Dark Side Records Podcast, which is brought to you by the good folks at Dark Side Records, located at 611 Dutchess Turnpike in Poughkeepsie, or on the web at darksiderecords.com. This one, of course, is the little baby brother to that podcast, Dark Side Records Podcast, all about music. This one?
About literally anything else.
Anything else. Nerdy shit. Emotions.
Feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the same thing, really. Yeah.
Crying?
Also the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Demonology?
Oh, I didn't know Julia was guest spotting this week.
I'm not.
That technically counts as a guest
spot.
There
we go.
All right.
Occasionally comics?
Yeah, once in a while comics.
Movies?
Yeah.
A lot of movies.
Yeah, we...
Some TV?
You know, we have more interest than just music. We're well-rounded individuals.
We are. We are worldly... diverse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you went to Italy one time.
I did go to Italy. That's right.
Cool.
I am now a man of the world.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You know, my dad almost got arrested in Italy when I was like 13.
For doing what?
Technically, he jumped a turnstile. We were trying to ride like the Italian underground in Rome.
Right, right.
And
I'm familiar. I rode it.
Okay, cool.
Man of the world now.
So back when I was like 13, mm-hmm. I don't know if they still do this, but you know, you get your ticket and you're supposed to have it punched.
Right.
Like stamped somewhere.
Yep.
And then you can kind of go on the subway anywhere you want. And if someone asks you for your ticket, you just got to show them that you punched it.
Sure.
We didn't punch our ticket. And just so happened, there were these guys at the bottom of the steps like, hey, we got to see your ticket. And shows it to him. He's like, no, penalty. And my dad's like, fuck penalty. Like, no, we didn't know. We'll go back upstairs. We'll punch it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go about our business. They basically wanted to, like, shake down the tourists, you know?
Well, that to me is, like, basically
Italy.
The understanding of the metro system there is,
yes.
Like, it's, like, no one ever punches the tickets mm-hmm. except tourists.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Everyone who lives there doesn't give a fuck.
No. Now, Germany, totally different system. Everyone follows the rules.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we talk about worldly things.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so what was the end of that? So you didn't get
ticket? My dad argued with this Italian guy for like half an hour, and finally...
Was he part of the Polizia, or was he just a guy
He was uniformed. He was like, you know, the uniformed Metro North conductor or something. Like, he worked for the transit system.
Did he? Could you verify that
Not
in any
at
way?
All. Not at all. He spoke no English other mm-hmm. than penalty.
Smelled like piss.
Penalty.
Was living in a blanket in the corner there.
Yeah, that guy.
I'm totally a cop.
Basically, Artie.
Italian Artie.
Roman Artie.
So he's Arturo.
Yes.
In Italy.
Si.
Yes.
Si.
Smells way better.
Probably.
How's it going? A big neck.
Fresh cheese.
Yes.
Not old cheese.
Ugh.
Why is this here?
You know, I did try cheese when I was in Italy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I went to Italy with my wife and my new in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, her dad was buying cheese just like by the bag. Like,
okay.
I've been out of the cheese game for a while, so you're just going to have to forgive my ignorance.
You bought a sack of cheese.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, so it's like mozzarella.
Like a fresh roll.
Mozzarella.
Yeah.
And it comes, you know, it's like a big glob of white slime that is kept in a bag with slightly more water added to it.
You know, we're talking about cheese or testicles?
I'm not sure anymore.
All right.
But so he just kept buying them and was going on, so I was like, you know what? Let me see what all the hubbub is about. I want to know. I want to experience it. I'm in Italy.
When in Rome.
Literally when in Rome.
Yeah.
So he gave me a little scoop of his mozzarella. Just kind of tastes like salt to me.
Yeah, fresh mozzarella is, it's like salty, thick water.
Oh, that's not a good sell. That doesn't really entice me.
I mean, listen, if you had called me, I would have set you straight. I'm like, no. Go to this guy and get his ricotta.
Look, apparently, my understanding of it is her parents have gone to Italy many times. Her mom's Italian. And her mom's something like she's traveled. She gave tours to people. It was like they're well-versed in Italy and where to go in Italy and what to do and what to eat and who to talk to.
All right.
So they know the dealio. So when they say, hey, stick this slimy cheese in your mouth,
I trust them. You open up and you close your eyes and you just down the hatch.
That's right. And, it was okay. Yeah. Just kind of tasted salty. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Cool. Good story.
So that's it. That's the story of me breaking veganism. That's the highlight of my 2019 right there.
Yep. All your integrity out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Tiny pieces, salty slime.
Mm.
But so this podcast, we like to talk about other things. You know, it was a good year for nerd culture.
It was a huge year for nerd. Even when we get to our sister podcast on Dark Side, it was a good year for everything.
Listen, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. It's fine. You just record. I don't listen.
I don't listen.
I don't partake. Yeah, a lot of cool shit happened this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Game of Thrones ended.
I didn't watch.
Lackluster. Yeah.
That's what I hear.
It's like, you know, huge expected fireworks, and then it's like it rained. It was like, psst.
By the way, I should preface to everyone listening, thanks for listening, and also, this podcast
And we're going to ruin things for you. We're going to ruin everything.
This podcast is spoilerific. We're going to talk... We're going to lay it all out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to try the cheese here.
Yep.
It's going to be spoilers everywhere. So if you get to a section where we are talking about something and you don't want to be spoiled, hit that little fast forward 30 seconds button. Keep going. Or why don't you head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating.
Right.
You
pause the podcast,
mm-hmm.
leave us a good rating
mm-hmm.
and a positive comment.
Mm-hmm. Then
and
come
then
back.
Go do your fucking homework and catch up on shit and come back.
There, perfect.
Yeah, done. Yeah.
I'll tell you when to restart the podcast. You ready? Now.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Dumbledore dies. What?
In Game
of
Thrones?
That's old news. Yes.
I don't know.
Game of Thrones. Dumbledore comes in at the last minute.
You know,
ruins everything.
I've literally watched maybe 2 episodes of Game of Thrones.
Used to be good.
I know that Aquaman died.
Yes.
Very early on.
Yeah, season 1.
That's about all I got.
Now that, I mean, I loved him in Game of Thrones. He spoke no English. He was basically a horseback barbarian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
You know, had a nice sexual chemistry with Emilia Clarke.
Sure did.
And died pretty badly, like in a horrible way.
Well,
and then he went on to be Aquaman, and then his career, you know, died too.
Well, one thing I have to say...
I don't think it did, but, you know...
I think he's doing fine.
He's got no complaints.
Will
he
be back as Aquaman? We'll fucking see. Mm-hmm. Who knows in the fucking DC universe?
We got Glitterbat coming, right?
We think.
Maybe.
Nobody
knows.
Look, let's talk about the DC Comics movie-verse. Do they have a name for it? The DC EU?
Extended
What's the
Universe
for?
Or something. I don't
extended?
Know. Extended? Expensive? Overpriced?
The big thing that was on the topic this year that looks like might even happen is the Snyder Cut.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Justice League, right?
That's right. Of course, Zack Snyder has been pushing to release his cut, which he says was greatly altered in the final version.
Right, after
that was
he basically had a nervous breakdown and crashed the ship.
We won't talk about that. Look.
I mean, I think we have actually talked about that in previous podcasts.
Yes, we have.
His mental breakdown.
Yes.
I'm not going to judge him for it.
But
basically, events transpired. He was kind of taken off the helm of Justice League, and then
the
whatever
torch was passed, of course, to Joss Whedon.
Right,
who
and
finished
then
it.
That thing happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The world did not stop, and nobody really acknowledged it.
Mm-hmm.
Except for fans who were heartbroken and angry.
But I got to say, I am...
are you curious?
I'm in now. Now I want to see it. Mm. Like, all these actors, very recently, the guy who played Cyborg in Justice League has come out saying he wants to see the release of the Snyder Cut. I believe Ezra Furman, who of course played the Flash in Justice League, has called for. All these now actors are calling, and I'm like, all right, you got me now. Now I'm curious.
Right.
Show me the Snyder Cut. So I'm officially... anti-Snyder, pro-Snyder cut.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in.
I mean, I will probably give it the same attention I gave the original Justice League, which was when it's released. I will not have time to get to it because I've got a kid at home now, so, you know, there's no time.
That's right, you do have a kid. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What did you name it?
Dorian.
After?
His name is Dorian. That was just a cool name that my wife and I liked. People always ask if it was like the picture Dorian Gray, and it wasn't directly. It was just a cool name. We liked it.
Oh,
it wasn't on any of the top 10 like popular lists, so we're like, you can be a little special.
I thought you were going to name your child something like Bane Quinn Hull.
There were some names that were on the table that were shot down.
Can I hear the list?
Including Incredible.
Ooh.
So he would be the Incredible Hull.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Change his name now. Change it. Fucking throw that birth certificate
away. We'll put
that
poll out there, and we'll see if we can get my wife's attention with an online poll.
Oh.
Like, look, honey, we should change it.
I love everything about this plan.
But, yeah, so my son's name is Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, I've lost a lot of time. So it's going to be one of those things where, like, a year after the Snyder Cut's released, I'll be like, yeah, I'll check it. I got, like, a free afternoon. I'll check it out. And, you know, I'll just text you afterwards and be like, God, I'm nauseous. Or, hey, not bad.
No, you see, the way it works is you text me and I'll cover for you, and I'll say we have to go to the diaper store for like 2 hours, and then we'll go watch the Snyder Cut, and then I'll send you back over.
Right? Yeah, it'd be like the Louis C.K. thing, where he's just Justin mentions this bit, like he's like, yeah, I had to go to the store to get toilet paper because I threw it all out.
Exactly.
Right. But okay, so I'd watch the Snyder Cut at some point. I'm not sure I'd line up for it. I'd watch it.
Right. Well, I mean, I feel like if it's going to come out, it's going to be like a straight to
home Blu-ray
video.
Or streaming. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, sure. I'll watch that.
So, that's DC.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel had a big year.
I'm not familiar.
Weird. That's strange. That surprises me, you being so up on your social media. Endgame happened.
Yes, it did.
The game ended. And no more Tony Stark. Oh, by the way, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Okay, now go back, rewind 15 minutes,
pause,
and then fast forward at 30 seconds.
And then go do that review thing,
right,
where you leave us a
right.
positive review. I enjoyed Endgame.
I also really enjoyed Endgame. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a bit of a marathon of a movie.
It was. You got to really sit, you know, you got to invest.
Yeah, but it was one of those ones that just, it was enjoyable the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I had
pleasant
a couple
surprises
here and there, but some good surprises.
Holy fuck. And I mean, so I went to see Endgame. Did we talk about this already?
We touched on Endgame at, I think, the Mike Burge podcast.
Okay, about how I went to see it at StoryScreen and
yes.
Beacon.
Yeah, because, you know, he was here and he's somehow affiliated with StoryScreen. I don't remember exactly how.
I think he's important. Like
the usher.
Yeah.
Or the janitor or something.
That's the caliber of guests we get on our show, the ushers at movie theaters.
Well, we can't get this producer from Marvel, but you can get the janitor.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Done. Bring him on.
So, yeah, Endgame was good.
Endgame was good.
It was a strong film. I like the choices they made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. And Endgame was good, and Marvel continuing on their path of a great continuous universe.
Mm-hmm.
That I guess we should just move right on to the next thing, which, of course, I guess this is technically recapped. So
right.
I should play the theme song, right?
Yeah, okay. You can just drop that in there.
So we're in. recapped.
2019, a year recapped. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so this whole episode is recapped.
Yeah. Some buzz about the future, but a lot of recapped.
Okay. So we'll start this over. Here's the intro. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dark Side Records podcast, baby brother of the Dark Side Records podcast, yada, yada, yada.
Italy.
Italy's after this.
Oh, shit.
This episode, of course, is our 2019 recap.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Pretty good.
Okay,
yeah, pretend that nice. Was in the beginning.
Yep, we'll just put that back there. I like the choice they made that they continued with Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Far From Home.
Yep.
And then, oh, fuck, Spider-Man
news. That was the drama, man. Yeah, that was the drama this year. Like, broke our hearts.
You know what? Yeah.
And then came back into our lives.
Seriously.
So quick.
And then just, no paperwork. The execs didn't like the deal. They were cut. And so we'll just be children about it and we'll take our property back. Our $100 million property. And
exactly. Of course, we're talking about that Sony Pictures.
Sony versus Disney.
Announced that they were going to take Spider-Man and make it exclusively back in their franchise. They were taking him away from the Marvel Cinematic mm-hmm. Universe. And then after a couple weeks of intense online nerd fights.
Yep, nerd
speculation.
Fights.
Apparently, he's back. Spoiler alert. He's back in the MCU. And apparently the thing that got him back in was Tom Holland himself called the president of Disney drunk and cried on the phone.
I hadn't heard that story. He called Bob Iger
fucking rule, Tom Holland.
Because you know he and Andrew Garfield were sitting around just like drinking, and like you know Tobey Maguire was probably there like just doing heroin in the corner because who's seen him since his days as Spider-Man?
Well, I mean,
I'm sure he won an Oscar since then, and I'm just totally just derailing that poor guy's career.
Well, that leads to something. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, I watched this year and loved.
Yeah, that was great.
And now they've already announced that they're working on a sequel.
I heard about it, yeah.
And motherfucker, if Toby isn't in that thing, I'm going to be so sad.
We'll see.
Oh my God.
We'll see.
We need that live action. That's what we want. Mm-hmm. Just give us what we want. We are nerds. We will go to Twitter.
Yes. And try and get Bob Iger's phone number.
That's right. We did it for Sonic, goddammit. Yep. We are going to take one on the chin about Spider-Man.
So the one thing I really enjoyed about, while we're on Spider-Man, I'll just do my critique of Far From Home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was really, I want to call it, was almost a memorial for Tony Stark, that movie.
Well, that was the whole joke.
It was.
Even in death, he's still the hero.
Right. And I'm like, the emotion, like when he died in Endgame, I was saddened from like a viewer perspective. It didn't mm-hmm. emotionally hit me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Robert Downey Jr. had a great run. Like he was always top notch at that role.
Yeah.
And he passed the torch. He's done. I like that they kind of stick to their guns and they're killing him. Hopefully he won't be back and they won't do a comic book thing or whatever.
He'll make cameos.
I'm sure
he'll do some flashback thing or some. He'll be back in some fashion, but Iron Man, the character.
Correct.
Will probably be. They'll probably introduce some new Iron Man or something.
Yeah,
you know?
What's her? Gwyneth Paltrow will be the.
She's already got a character. She's already rescue.
True. But so I enjoyed that. Emotionally, kind of drove home the fact that he's dead, mm-hmm. and you got to see, Tom Holland, Peter Parker process the loss of his mentor, and then come back strong and make a new suit in the back of a plane with, what's his face.
Happy Hogan.
Look,
we're really serious this time, you guys. He's really dead. We promise.
Right.
Two movies about him being dead this time. Okay? He's totally dead.
He better be. He better fucking be dead.
He gonna be dead. He's already...
Downey Jr. is sitting there. He's like, I better be fucking dead. I'm done.
No, he's sitting there going, I'm fucking dead. So if y'all want me back, this is my attorney,
mm-hmm.
and this is my manager, and just cut a couple zeros.
I'm gonna need a new yacht.
Exactly. I did see he's doing the new Dr. Doolittle.
I haven't seen the trailer for that yet, but it intrigues me because he's just enjoyable.
Indeed.
He's just fun to watch. Even when he was Sherlock, like, those movies weren't like amazing, but mm-hmm. they were fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He has good chemistry with people he works with, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they actually like him. He has good on-screen chemistry.
Well, going back to Jason Momoa, they both do a similar thing where I feel like when they act, they're just pretty much being themselves on camera,
Yeah.
Like Tony Stark's Downey Jr. Obviously, I don't know Robert Downey Jr., so it's all pure speculation, and I obviously don't know Jason Momoa.
The public persona that he gives off.
Right.
leads you to believe that it is, you know, he's very similar to Tony Stark's character.
Right. And they're both very enjoyable. And like Jason Momoa is someone who I've come to really appreciate as an actor. Not necessarily for, you know.
There was a thing he did where he was a fish.
I didn't watch.
The Little Mermaid?
I didn't see it.
Live action adaptation?
I think that was it, yeah. Yeah. With the stupid armor that the eyes moved when they squinted their eyes. It fucking drove me insane.
Yeah, there was that.
We talked about this. I'm sorry.
So Marvel's did some good stuff this year. Marvel did some good stuff.
Marvel had a good year. And of course, that brings us to the big Marvel news for 2019, which is Disney Plus.
True. I have registered my complaint. Hold on. I have one complaint with Endgame. It's going to be a controversial one, and you're probably going to roll some eyes at me.
This is topical news, everybody. We're talking about Endgame 6 months later.
Right. Okay. So I didn't like, and I literally rolled my eyes in the theater, the little girl squad moment they had, where Captain Marvel gets the gauntlet.
Okay.
And she's playing keep away, right?
Right.
They're trying to keep it away from Thanos, figure out what to do with it. Spider-Man had it. He had a good run. Got a little beat up, and she picks him up, and she's like, hey, Peter Parker, I'm taking this. And, you know, the next moment, Peter Parker was cut. Like, it seemed like they kind of removed him from the screen, and they put all the female Marvel characters, they had Valkyrie, they had Scarlet Witch, everyone's there. Like, oh, she's not alone. We're running backup for her. What the you're going to back up Captain Marvel? She just took out an aircraft carrier with her head. I'm like, I appreciate the progressive move they're trying to make there, but I feel like they could have been handled a little better.
I fucking love that scene. You are 100% wrong.
Yeah, that's
in this
fine.
Context.
I knew you would love that scene.
Oh, it was fucking great.
I knew it.
It was as good as fucking Cap throwing the hammer.
Okay, no, it was not as good as that. That was an amazing scene when he finally picks it up, and Thor's like, I knew it.
Did you watch it again?
Yeah, I've seen it twice.
Really? Oh, I've only seen it once. I've still got those first view jitters.
It was good.
Yeah.
And they had the bicker over who gets the bigger one. And
good scene.
Yeah, good scene.
Nothing like a good dick joke, Marvel.
Yes, indeed.
That's it.
But, okay, so that's my complaint.
Okay.
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. Did you subscribe? Did you subscribe?
I did. I did the thing. I joined D23, so I got like the 3-year deal early on that they then offered to everybody.
Isn't that the last Mighty Ducks movie?
Yes.
Okay, continue.
I believe that's on Disney Plus.
D23.
It is enjoyable.
Okay. Tell me about it because I didn't subscribe. So tell me.
So you basically have access. It's a genius business move, and I mean, hopefully they'll. I mean, their subscribership has been through the roof. I know. Their pricing is pretty good now, but it's anything Disney. I mean, Disney now owns a ton of properties.
Right.
So you have access to pretty much everything in the Disney vault. As you know, when they used to do, you know, home video releases, they would kind of take some classics and lock them away for 10 years and then release, you know, kind of decade anniversary editions, very expensive, sought-after movies.
I'm familiar, in fact, because
we have a bunch of vaults over there.
We have a number of the VHS editions now, as we've expanded our movie selection here at Darkside to have VHS tapes. And we have several iterations of the Disney films, all in those weird, giant, squishy plastic cases, whatever
you call
those.
You can always spot them a mile away on the shelf at a rental place.
Exactly. And I learned about the Black Diamond series ones versus the other ones.
Yeah.
We definitely have a Little Mermaid with a dick on the cover.
Hey, nice.
So if you want to get in on that, it's still here.
God, I wonder where a mermaid puts that. Anyways.
I just learned fish have testicles.
My mind is blown. I want you to leave that silence intact.
They're on the inside.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's almost convenient.
Yep.
God, that's going to be a lot less painful life for just a dude fish. Anyways.
So you can kick a fish in the nuts.
if
you really want to be an asshole about it while fishing.
You can do it.
Flick him in the nuts.
Oh, man. God, they'd kill you. Barracuda would just tear you apart. So you get all the Disney vault. You get anything Marvel, anything Star Wars, or Lucasfilm, as well as a ton of like, you know, old Disney. Did you ever watch the Disney Channel like as a kid? You ever like Rescue Rangers, Tailspin, DuckTales?
Wait, those were Disney Channel? I thought those were on like Channel 5.
They might have
been.
They might have been syndicated to some of the other channels as well.
Yeah.
So you get all those like classic cartoons.
Sweet.
Like the High School Musical shows and stuff like Hannah Montana, I think, is on there.
It's a moneymaker.
Before she made some choices.
I'm going to say all good choices.
Before she made the money shot choice.
I don't get that reference.
That's fine. It's about semen.
I do not remember that at all. And I'm not Googling it.
Nope. You do. No. Don't Google that.
I do remember Miley Cyrus saying in an interview that she has like the most nudes of any woman on the internet.
Interesting.
And I want to say maybe it was Wayne Coyne of the Flaming Lips saying something. Or maybe it was her. I don't remember. But basically, a lot of them are her naked and they involve pissing.
Interesting.
You know, and I'm just good. I'm good. I'm good.
You know, half our listeners are going to go and Google that.
I know. Look. Do you, man? I'm not in any way taking that away from anybody. I'm okay. I'm okay.
She made some choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are her choices. I respect them. Sort of. Some of them. So you get a lot of like classic Disney programming, TV shows and stuff like that, as well as Disney Plus originals.
Ooh.
Similar to Netflix originals, Amazon Prime originals,
mm-hmm.
Which are big because they include Marvel TV series.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Star Wars The Mandalorian series, which is awesome.
Oh, and how many of those are out? I know Mandalorian is out.
Mandalorian's out.
Are there any Marvel shows out?
The Marvel shows have not been released yet.
Okay.
There is like they have The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Oh.
Which is just a weird, funky show, and it's just entertaining.
That, when I saw the ad for Disney Plus and I saw that was a show they were doing, I was like, that's enough to make me buy
the
network.
My wife and I watched
the
first one, and it's just all about him like talking about sneakers and like the pop culture surrounding sneakers, and it's so bizarre. And she's like, "He is such a weird dude." And
I'm
like, yeah,
it.
It's Jeff Goldblum.
Exactly. You know what you're getting. Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
There's some cool original shows on there for like diehard Disney fans.
Hmm.
So like my wife and I are huge. Like we go to the parks, you know, at least once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got something called like the Imagineering. There's all the history of the people who designed the parks and the rides and the characters and stuff like that.
Okay.
Some like behind the scenes stuff.
I thought you were going to say they have like, you know, Aladdin 3 on there. But you're going
they
in
might.
A totally different
you know,
direction.
I didn't even look. They might have like the awkward like straight to home video
yeah.
sequels.
Like and Lady and the Tramp 2 and 3.
Every week I feel like there's something I'm like I remember is Disney and then I like search it and then there it is.
Flight of the Navigator?
Yeah.
Do they?
Flight of the Navigator, The
yes.
Rocketeer.
Okay.
Parent Trap.
Nah.
You know.
Original or Lindsay Lohan?
Definitely original. Maybe Lindsay Lohan.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
So there's quality programming on there.
Okay.
And it's enjoyable. My only real critique of it is that they waited until November to release it. So I could not dress up as the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda with my son for Halloween because I didn't know it existed until November.
Poor timing.
I know.
Just poor timing.
I know.
You'd think being Disney and being the giant mega corporation that they are who have teams of people designed to researching dates and shit, they should have been like, this is the perfect father-son costume. We'll make so much money on costume licensing. This is the thing. August.
Right. No.
That's a shame.
No. But Mandalorian's still a really good show.
Well, there's nothing stopping you from having a costume party at Christmas.
I mean, I just wear my Mandalorian helmet around the house sometimes, and it scares the child. But, you know, I wear
mm-hmm.
it
mm-hmm.
Just to blend in.
When your child wears their Baby Yoda costume, it scares me. So,
damn right. So, yeah, Disney Plus is, I think, worth it.
Okay.
Especially if you're a fan of any of those corporation, you know, franchises, corporate things.
Franchises, right.
If
you're a fan of corporations.
Any of those licensed product, you know, whatever. What do you want to call them?
Mm-hmm.
You should check it out.
And all the Simpsons are on it.
What is it, 30 seasons?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
All the Simpsons are on it.
I like that we're just doing an ad for Disney Plus right now. That's basically.
I mean, listen, half my life is an ad for Disney something.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
And yeah, see, I saw that roll.
So,
I saw the eye roll.
No, it wasn't even at you. It was the eye roll at the pervasive influence that Disney has. And
it's they're everywhere, man.
I'm sorry, there's a guy in a suit over there telling me to stop talking. Got it. Okay, so Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
You watch it?
I do. I think I'm two episodes behind because child. But
how do they release it? Do they do it? Do they like stagger the episodes?
They do. So it's a weekly. Every Friday is a new episode of The Mandalorian.
Okay.
And I assume they will probably keep that consistent for the other originals.
Okay.
Any old show, you know, is on there in its entirety. Oh, the X-Men animated show. That's what's on there too.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So it's a good time.
So you're two episodes behind.
Two episodes behind, but it's really cool. Like that was Jon Favreau is the main writer and kind of creator behind it.
The guy who, in fact, played Happy Hogan in Spider-Man and directed the first and second Iron Man, or just the first one?
I think the second.
Okay,
yeah. So it's basically tells the story of a totally removed from.
Don't ruin it for me.
I'm just giving you a synopsis.
Don't ruin it.
It's not going to ruin anything. You already know about Baby Yoda.
I'm going to plug my ears now. And I'm going to sing George Michael's Freedom while you give a synopsis.
Okay.
Ready?
So it's about a nameless Mandalorian, totally removed from the Skywalker saga. Takes place after Return of the Jedi, but before Force Awakens. And he's just roaming the galaxy. He's a bounty hunter and a gunfighter and just a straight stone cold badass with a bit of a soft spot for a certain small alien.
Give me a freedom. Give up what you say.
Oh, he's still going, so we'll just let him do his
thing. I'm sorry, are you done?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay, good.
Synopsis complete.
Okay, cool.
So it's full of little nods to other Star Wars things. Like, you know, you could tell Jon Favreau was a fan.
Sure.
So.
Well, I mean, I've only heard good things about it.
Yeah.
No, you know,
it's,
like
it's worth checking out.
The nerdosphere seems to be really behind it for
it's
a Star
one of
Wars
those
thing is rare.
Yes. So even like original Star Wars trilogy fans, prequel fans, new trilogy fans, people who fight like two like bloody battles in the nerd sphere can all agree that The Mandalorian is really cool. So I'm glad something could bring them together.
And let's take this opportunity really quick. Let's go to our, the next section of this podcast, which is, of course, the trailer park.
Yes, indeed.
Trailer parking of love. Yeah. And, of course, something that's coming out next week is the new Star Wars.
That's right. Rise of Skywalker.
The Last Skywalker?
Something like that.
Rise of the Revenge
of Sith?
Of the Skies.
Of the Phantom Menace.
I can't remember anymore.
I think it's The Last Hope. No.
The last. That'd be a perfect
the
one for
rogue.
The.
Rogue.
For the. If we're going to do the final episode of the series.
I was going to say, this is. J.J. Abrams directs The Last Hope.
Right. And that, of course, comes out in a few days from the time of the airing of this podcast. And they've released a couple different trailers for it, a couple teasers showing a couple different scenes. Keeping the air of mystery about it.
A lot of mystery. A lot of theories out there, too.
Right. I saw space horses. I know that.
I believe there's going to be a space horse.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So Adam Driver has his helmet back. There's a scene of him
soldering it back
together
welding, in a slipshod fashion. Yeah.
Whatever he's doing.
Duct tape.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason, Rey is, you know, picking a fight with a TIE fighter with a lightsaber. That's, come on. She can do better. Anyways. You know, hints that a certain evil presence has returned.
A certain empirical presence, you could say.
Yes, indeed. You could say that. You could say that.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Mark Hamill is somehow involved because he was shooting for it.
Right.
He's talked about it on Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be some iteration of Luke Skywalker there, whether it'll be kind of ghost form, like Obi-Wan was.
Like a Force ghost, right? Or a flashback.
Could be a flashback. Could be totally like, hey, we're just going to erase that last episode, and here I am on the island.
It was a dream.
Yep.
Surprise.
A dream within a dream.
It's going to go back. Remember there was a whole scene where she was on the table and Daniel Craig played the stormtrooper?
Yes.
From that moment on, it was a dream. She's going to wake up back on the table. That's my prediction. Hold me to it, Internet.
We'll see. We'll see. So a lot of potential for it. I mean, really, a lot of potential to go either way.
Yeah.
A lot of fans were, I'm going to say, enraged by The Last Jedi. Like, they were...
I don't even know why. I don't know why... I mean, I get it.
I can understand their critique. It wasn't a great movie, but it's fucking Star Wars, guys.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun. It's supposed to be fun space lightsaber swords and
right.
stuff.
And as we talked about, that was even my comment about Solo was, I don't know what the big fucking deal is. I don't know why everybody shit on that.
Yeah.
Like, it was a watchable Star Wars movie.
It was fine. It's up there with the Ewok movie.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I don't see why
the Christmas special. Like, come on, guys.
Why does that garner any more hate than anything else? You know, I don't see what makes it any better or worse.
Nerds are going to be nerds. Nerd. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I have opinions, but, you know, I'm not going to, like, fight someone to the death over the last fucking Jedi.
This is going to be.
Honestly, I thought Luke Skywalker's power move at the end was badass.
Right?
That was, if you're going out, that was a hell of a mic drop.
All right, look, here's what I'm going to make our first Dorkside Podcast t-shirt. It'll be up on DarkSideRecords.com shortly for pre-order.
Limited edition.
It's just going to say, nerd's going to nerd.
Nice.
That's it.
You should just do, like, the most ridiculous lightsaber drawing.
Exactly.
Like, 15 blades that launch battle axes.
It'll be our Dorkside logo with two lightsabers crossed underneath it.
Or you could do, like, the little, like, the wrap, like, in Spaceballs. When they're fighting and the Schwartz sabers just kind of wrap each other.
Watch out.
Yep. All kinds of ideas. All kinds of ideas. So Star Wars is coming out. That's going to be big. That's going to be a big closer to the 2019 nerd year.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
curious. Are you going to go see it in the theater?
I'm going to try.
Here's going to be our new standard for things in Trailer Park. Normally we do movie reviews. We rate them on a scale of which theater we go to. For Trailer Park now, it's going to be, are you going to leave your child at home to go see it, or are you going to wait?
Here, kid, here's playing Nintendo for a couple hours. Papa's going to the films.
Exactly. So, new Star Wars?
I'm going to try and see it in theaters, yeah. I'm going to make an effort to see it.
Yeah, yeah. Whether you do or not, that's
mainly
on you.
If I don't see it, I have to stay off the internet. People ruin things. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Nerd's going to nerd.
I'm going to try and see it.
Okay.
Oh, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman 84.
84.
Well, what's the release date on that? Is that coming out in 2019?
2020. I think it's spring, right?
Right, but that is a trailer that I did watch. And I got to say, this is the one that I watched that trailer. And preface to this, I'm going to go see it. I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. But did not, to me, spoil anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched that trailer, and at the end of the trailer, I was like, all right, I have no fucking idea what's going on.
It looked kind of like, you know, like Wonder Woman meets like Stranger Things, like the 80s kind of nightclub stuff.
Right.
They had.
And Nathan Fillion is, I'm a guessing, a bad guy. I don't really know.
Okay, first of all, can Nathan Fillion be a bad guy?
Never.
He's never.
Not
be
in
a
my
bad
heart.
Guy. No, not at all. Captain Reynolds.
Exactly.
Brown coats unite.
I feel like I have no concept of even what the story is going to be, who the characters are.
Oh, it's about Wonder Woman.
Okay.
She's an Amazonian warrior princess. Also the most successful.
Whoa.
DC
Let me go back to singing George Michael. You can give your synopsis. Freedom, I won't let you down. Freedom,
I think I finished it, but I'm just going to let him go because he's on a roll.
Freedom, you're going to give over what you take. You're done? Okay.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Okay. So, yeah, I know Kristen Wiig is in it, doing something or other.
Yep.
Don't ask me what.
So I'll probably try and see that too because Wonder Woman is both, I think, the most financially successful of the
right.
DC
Right.
properties right now, and the most well done. Like, the Wonder Woman movie was good. Whenever she was in a scene in Justice League or the Bat thing that happened, it was watchable.
Agreed. In fact, she was definitely the highlight to me of Justice League, and her movie was great. And she's one of those ones that, like, out of all the DC movies that have happened so far, this is the one where I'm like, don't fuck this one up, please. Like, all the others have been shaky. Like, even fucking, they're talking about Suicide Squad 2 now, which doesn't have a trailer, but I guess we could include that in Trailer Parking.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, they're saying Will Smith is out, and they're releasing, the forthcoming, of course, Harley Quinn movie.
Oh, right.
Birds of Prey is coming out. There's a trailer for that.
Yep.
I'm worried because DC constantly fucks up all their movies.
DC in general is turmoil all the time, like you're talking about. Even, like, in other words, talking about, you know, the Joker movie that just came out.
Right.
Which I, unfortunately, haven't had a chance to see yet.
Oh, Birdo!
I know.
Oh, right. Had a child, right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I literally, like, it was in theaters, like, I'm in Oklahoma, like, with my baby, and I'm like, oh, If only I had sleep. if only I had time.
I have this mental.
I see the posters.
I have this mental picture of you in a hospital holding a small child, looking off out of a window at a billboard with one single tear rolling down your cheek.
Yeah, it's the billboard with him with the clown makeup, yeah. The sad clown face. We're sitting there, we've got a bottle.
Okay, well, like I said, whenever you need to. I'm doing air quotes here for the non-visual medium people. Whenever you want to go to the diaper store,
right? The diaper
I'll watch
store.
Joker with
okay,
you.
Okay, cool.
Because Joker was fucking great.
I heard amazing things about it, but again, the turmoil. You know, like DC, like didn't really do much for it. They said it doesn't. It's not supposedly separate from their cinematic universe.
Right. They just can't make
no
a fucking
continuity.
Decision.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this is the best thing to happen to you since Heath Ledger.
Right.
May he rest in peace.
Rest in power.
Mm. And you're going to just disown it?
Well, here, I will give my very quick review of The Joker, which now you can sing a song of your own if you don't want to be spoiled. I really enjoyed The Joker. My take on it was...
Be
he's singing very loud. My take on it was it was like the modern
the rest of the
Taxi Driver, and that made it so fucking sorry. But it was like the modern nod to Taxi Driver. It had that style, it had that feel to it, and then of course De Niro's in it, who was Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver, and he played a character which I read as that was their like passing of the torch. That was him being like, all right, here you go. Take it and run, you know? And really, I enjoyed it so much more than I thought I was going to. I guess I don't know really what I expected.
The earliest trailers were very weird.
The early trailers
were weird. I
didn't
really know what to take do with it. As I saw some more of it and started hearing buzz from like the, you know, the indie film festivals and stuff like that, I started getting really excited for it.
Well, and I will even say I hope this doesn't ruin the movie for you. But there was a whole thing before the movie came out about the internet movie community and the gaming community, and people were worried that it was like, enabling people, like enabling shitty people. I'm going to paraphrase it, but like enabling shitty people, loners, to be more violent and to, you know, people were...
Okay. They're worried about this now?
No, before it came out, there was this whole conversation that was going on, and especially in the gamer community and the online community, and you know, people were worried about violence happening because some people were posting memes where they were relating to the Joker, etc. And I felt that the movie didn't do that. I felt that the movie did a good job of – people thought it was like glorifying loner violence, etc. And I don't think it did that. I think it really painted him as a fucking psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like a thing where, you know, Taxi Driver is kind of like a guy who, you know, reaches his limit.
Snaps
and does a thing. But it's Taxi Driver still – he was still the protagonist in that way. You know, there was still something about it where he held on to the shred of –
it was
credibility
vigilante.
And honesty,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And in this one, it was like, no, the Joker is fucking insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's not a guy to be looked at as a role model. He's not an anti-hero.
And which, I mean, is refreshing to hear because that is why he was always Batman's number one nemesis, is because he was completely unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Penguin, oh, there's going to be a bird crime. The Riddler, there's a weird question here. I wonder who that could be. Mm-hmm. Like, the Joker would, like... kill people for fun, like,
right.
You know, just totally unpredictable.
Yep.
Even in the early iterations in the comics, he's like gassing police stations.
Right. And the way that his story arc, I thought was really well done. Joaquin Phoenix, holy fuck, he scares me. Like, his portrayal was so good.
Well, I feel like they learned from Heath Ledger when they said, you know, may he rest in power. Mm-hmm. He was an amazing actor, very talented. Gave him this role, and the role kind of drove him crazy. Like, he was on the Ambien and stuff like that because he had gotten so far into the Joker's head. He went a little crazy. What happened. He's dead. So this time, they're like, you know what we need? We need to find someone who is batshit crazy and just weaponize them. And, like, put him in a purple suit and set him loose on a set and give him some lines. And who can we find to do this? What about that bearded guy over there in the corner who's... looking kind of shifty.
Well, I can't wait till you see it.
I'm excited.
When we do this podcast again in 2020.
I will have seen it, probably.
We'll be catching up on all the news.
Within the next year, I will have seen this film.
This podcast has just turned into old men talking about movies they haven't seen. So let's do one last really quick thing here before we wrap up. The comm swap.
Mm-hmm.
You gave me...
I did. I actually came through. I followed through. I returned your books, and I gave you something.
You gave me Wolverine Flies to a Spider.
Did you read it?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I could figure out, well, that was like your standout Wolverine book.
Well, it's not my... Okay, it's not my standout Wolverine book. It was just a one-shot that I really enjoyed. It was the way Old Man Logan, or mm-hmm. Logan the movie, mm-hmm. was kind of the Wolverine movie that fans were waiting for. You know, like it was... They finally let him kind of off the leash, and he was crazy and killing mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. murderous and swearing. And it was kind of like in a one-issue book, kind of everything you want to see from Wolverine. You just want to see him just destroy. Like, it's just straight-up violence. He finds out this gang of bikers are, like, dealing in kiddie porn or something.
Oh, I missed that detail.
Okay. Yeah, they're, like, okay. They're pedophiles or something. Or like
no, it was that they killed a little girl in a
they
drug
did,
deal.
But they were, I think they were, like, sex traffickers.
Oh, okay. Well, I missed that one very specific
and
detail
so,
that changes my whole
and you know he just unleashes
it.
Like, what do you want to do to pedophiles? Let's put them in a little closed room with Wolverine for 30 pages and see what the fuck happens.
Because I took it as a spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't read it. You know, it's Wolverine is a bar, and basically You go through the story, but you find out that essentially these bikers killed a child while they were doing a drug deal gone bad.
Right.
And he's exacting revenge for the family of the girl who died. And it's like Wolverine, it's like you said, it's Wolverine just fucking murdering people.
Yeah.
But I was reading and I was like, this is like the pinnacle of 2000s, like late 90s, 2000s comics, which is just like minimal story.
Oh, it was
way
totally gratuitous
violence.
Oh, yeah.
And,
no.
And in my mind, I was just like, what is... Where?
I mean, it's it'll probably never be a classic Wolverine story, but I remember reading it and being like, that was awesome. It was like when you stumble upon like a random action movie that's just like the best thing ever.
I don't know.
Like, Shoot 'Em Up.
You see
Shoot 'Em Up with Clive Owen?
I did not see Shoot 'Em Up.
Okay. Well, it's just one of those movies. I went and saw it like one time with a friend in college, and I'm like, I don't want to see this. This looks so stupid. It was just so delightfully, just gratuitously violent and fun. Like, I'm just like, ah, cool.
Yes, but as a standalone, that's fine. But taking this character of Logan and Wolverine in this book, I felt like this is their, like, flagship character for, you know, part of a larger universe. And I know, I get it, suspension of disbelief, you know, doing that. But I was reading it going like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Where does this fall in the continuity?
He just murdered like 50 people, and they're just not. They're just going to gloss right the fuck over that. Like, that's never
going
to get talked about.
I'm going back to school tomorrow.
Right, yeah. Like, no cops are going after him. No FBI. Like, nope. Everyone knows he did it. Like, and I was just like, where? How does this fall into the chronology here? This is just Wolverine is a fucking murderer.
A little bit.
Anyway, but it was a decent read. It was fun. Yeah, it was good. It was packed into a single issue, like so. It was a self-contained thing. So it was kind of like a quick, decent read.
Just another more things from the Marvel future is there was hinted that when they bought out licensing from 20th Century Fox, they now own mutants again.
Yeah.
So the X-Men and Wolverine can now be kind of reignited and tied into the MCU.
We talked about this. That was my prior to Endgame. That was what I thought was going to happen. I thought because there was a scene where they digitally
removed
a person, which I think was
Fat Thor,
or yeah, maybe it was Fat Thor.
Fat Thor,
right?
Yeah,
Bro Thor, bro.
He looked like melted ice cream. To quote the film,
would totally still fuck.
Yeah. Oh wait, well, no. I mean, I was all about Fat Thor. Don't get me wrong. Like, he like picks up that hammer. His beard braids. His armor just fits his form. And I'm like, yeah, fat guys can still fight.
Totally fuckable.
I mean, come on. The Vikings weren't like stick figures. They look at their diets.
So that's our final recap of 2019. Mm-hmm. Just want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who listened to all four episodes that we put out this year.
All four of them.
Which I think is a record for us.
It is. It's not bad. Quarterly. We did quarterly episodes.
That's pretty good. That's
not bad.
That's what we're going to aim for next year. Quarterly episodes.
Yes, indeed.
We appreciate it so much. We appreciate you, all of you who listen, who comment, who come in and harass me and tell me that we need to do
frequent
episodes.
My Mike Birch thing. Okay. So, Disney Plus related, Mike Bird, I made a thing on Facebook saying I was disappointed that Disney Plus didn't have Song of the South on there, which, for anyone who knows, is their you know, band movie that kind of...
is super racist.
It's very racist.
Super racist. Yep.
But you know, I grew up riding Splash Mountain, which is, you know, has the cartoon characters from Song of the South, like Br'er Rabbit and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, I was like, where's this movie? I didn't understand, like, who these characters were, where they came from. It was great. Where's the movie? I grew older. I learned about the scandal. And, God, I just want a source for the film. I actually own different, like, versions of it. I have, like, a UK VHS and
not a good thing to admit.
A certain co-owner of Dark Side Records gifted me a Laserdisc version from Japan.
Not a good thing to admit.
But, and it's not about, like, the racism. Like, I do not condone that in any way, but... I would have, like, you know, a little nod to history. I mean, there's a little something out there.
I've got an uncle that I'll introduce you to.
Okay. Anyway, so Mike Burge, like, commented on my post and was like, wow. Like, I can't believe you just publicly went there, like, brought up Song of the South.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just,
mm-hmm.
you know, I want it for the history, the historical context.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, I want to know what Br'er Rabbit gets up to.
These days?
Not much. Days. What's he doing these days?
Not much.
In the vault. I feel like there's the Disney vault, and then there is the sarcophagus,
mm-hmm.
where, like, all the really horrible shit just goes.
It's like the Disney Vatican.
Yeah, know? Basically.
The basement.
Everything the Pope did, that's where it goes.
Disney basement tapes. Yeah.
So I just wanted to touch on that real quick.
Sure.
Well, it's a good year.
Yeah, thank you everyone who listened this year. We appreciate it so much. We'll do some episodes next year. But as always... subscribe on iTunes, leave us a nice review, leave us a comment, leave us some stars. I don't want to tell you how many to leave.
5 would be good. More than 4, less than 6?
I was going to like 27.
Oh.
But, well, you know, you do you.
Shooting high, shooting high. Also, you know, publicly hold us accountable because JB promised a shirt, so, you
know. Nerd's going to nerd.
Nerd's going to nerd.
Nerd's going to nerd.
Amen.
All right, I'll put that up. I'll make a cafe press store. So get your Dorkside Podcast shirts.
Nice.
Coming. I'll have them up on the website by the time this episode airs. Yeah. Go to darksiderecords.com. That's where you can find one.
Excellent.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back next year. Until then,
stay nerdy.
I'm JB.
I'm Birdo. That is the way.
Nerd's gonna nerd.
You don't get that because you don't watch The Mandalorian.
I
that
don't.
Is the way.